If you're like 98% of other people, you will identify the round amoeboid shape as Booba and the sharp spiky one as Kiki. Can we do a quick show of hands? Does that correspond? Okay, I think 99.9 would about cover it. Why do we do that? Because we instinctively find or create a pattern between the round shape and the round sound of Booba and the spiky shape and the spiky sound of Kiki. And many of the metaphors we use every day are synesthetic. Silence is sweet. Neckties are loud. Sexually attractive people are hot. Sexually unattractive people leave us cold. Metaphor creates a kind of conceptual synesthesia in which we understand one concept in the context of another. The third step is cognitive dissonance. This is the stroke test. What you need to do here is identify as quickly as possible the color of the ink in which these words are printed. You can take the test now. If you're like most people, you will experience a moment of cognitive dissonance when the name of the color is printed in a differently colored ink. The test shows that we cannot ignore the literal meaning of words, even when the literal meaning gives the wrong answer. Strobe tests have been done with metaphor as well, and participants had to identify as quickly as possible the literally false sentences. They took longer to reject metaphors as false than they did to reject literally false sentences.